So great. Tell me a little bit about your business. How does one get into the knife sharpening business?
Well, I spent about 8 years cooking and was just always the guy in the kitchen on stones and picked it up, had the knack for it. And a few years ago, got my knives professionally sharpened and realized how much I was missing and wanted to offer that to people here on the peninsula. And so that's where we are now.
So you're here in a truck. Do you always kind of operate in this mobile capacity?
Yeah, so my business model is a mobile on-site sharpening. That way I can offer it to restaurants or any facilities that have, you know, large quantities and don't want them to leave the facility. And then also it leaves me open to do Homer and, you know, Nanilchik, Kenai, Soldotna, and get to move around and offer it to everybody.
I imagine there's quite a variety in the sort of knives that you sharpen. What's like the most eccentric knife you've ever had to work on?
At this point, leather working knives. There's a, I believe it's skiving or skiving knife, and they're a single bevel, and I don't know. It was one of the first weird ones I got, and it took me a couple hours to get down good, but yeah, it's been a joy getting all the variations and stuff and things that I don't own. So
as someone who used to cook, it must be really fun working with folks at restaurants. Do you work with people around the peninsula?
Yeah, so I actually have a good dozen restaurant contracts in Homer, and then just kind of catching on here on the peninsula, and it's been really nice getting back kind of into that workforce without being actually in it, which just, I don't know, having a family, things change, but I enjoy being back around those people and, you know, that type of person.
When you're talking about your business, how do you kind of pitch, sharp knives to people? What do you tell people about how it can kind of change the way you operate?
Well, my philosophy on it is that just it makes cooking more fun. I want people to really love what they do, and you know, in all reality, what tools do you use the most every single day? Your husband doesn't reach for his wrenches as often as he reaches for the kitchen knives, and you know, if there's a single tool in the household that's used all the time, it's your knives. So why not invest in, you know, either quality knives or having them sharp and work well, and you can enjoy your food and put more love into it.
What is your favorite dish to cook?
Oh, geez. I am a big rockfish taco guy. I also really like good barbecue, kind of my go-to things. But that's a whole nother conversation, really. But yeah, I really enjoy cooking and just getting to do that for people, and along with this, you know, and I get to know that people are producing better food because their knives are sharper.
Do you have a big knife collection, and do you use different knives for different kinds of meats and dishes?
I do, and I mean, with doing something like this, I get a lot of knives across my table to try and test out and that sort of thing, but I also just have always kind of, that's been my, you know, hobby and that sort of thing between Japanese or Western style knives. It's kind of my side, you know, hobby, my unpaid hobby, my expensive one. But yeah, I have a wide variety, and I get to tell people what works best for what.
I have to ask, have you ever hurt yourself on the job? I've got to think there's some occupational hazards with working with knives.
Yeah, knock on wood, I have not cut myself since I started. I did actually send myself to the ER a couple weeks ago for getting dust in my eye, and but that was a learning experience, and goggles are always on now, and just one of those things where you don't think it'll happen to you.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to offer to anybody that's coming by today, if they bring me 5 knives, I will do 1 for free. I just want to get it out there, and I want people using good things, you know, sharp knives, good tools. And I also have a Father's Day special going on for gift certificates. If you buy a $100 gift certificate, you get 25 free. And you can use that yourself, or add along with it, or save it for next year's Father's Day. But that's all I got for now.
Thanks, Gray. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for doing this, and we'll see you around.